the locker room pep talks are over, the players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school basketball on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7. Find us online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned for the Highland Community College pregame show and your starting lineups, brought to you by Taco John's.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Start your day with Taco John's breakfast, scrambler breakfast burritos, spicy chorizo breakfast burritos, potato ole scrambler, Mexican donut bites, cold brew coffee, and more. And wake up Wednesday mornings for meat and potato burritos, just $1.99. All that at Taco John's in Atchison. Bigger, bolder, better.
Welcome to Effingham, Kansas, where tonight it's Northeast Kansas League High School Basketball as ACCHS plays host to Mar Hill Mount Academy. Hello again, everybody, with Neil. He's producing and engineering back at the K-Radio Sports Studio, taking care of us. You're looking at the clock and you're saying, wait a doggone minute, what's going on? It's 5 o'clock here on KAIRFM Horton Atchison. Well, yeah, it is. But in anticipation of the forecast and potential for inclement weather, and using, you know, great judgment that's been provided by wise men like Bill Spencer, they have advanced the game, and they're going to be starting the ladies' game here at 5 o'clock and the guys' game after this, you know, 6:30-ish for the guys' contest. And then, of course, JV games are going to be rescheduled for some other day. And again, to facilitate getting everybody home in a timely and healthy and safe fashion. That said, let's take a look at the starters for this ball game tonight. First of all, for Mar Hill Mount Academy and head coach Luke Knowles, Lady Ravens coming into the ball game at 4-5 at a conference, 5-8 overall, and coming off a thrilling, albeit probably, and we're going to find out, exhausting triple overtime win last night at home over Valley Falls, 45-43. For Mar Hill Mount Academy, they're going to be starting Zoe Steck, the senior. Juniors, Hannah Coker and Scarlett Bagley and Nora Keckner, and a sophomore, Bethany Urban. And we're going to come back with Tiger starters, more insight into the game, and the tip-off right after this.
What do you say about a bank that's been in business for 165 years? That it's strong, stable, and secure. It's a bank that stays ahead of the times, offering the latest in technology, products, and services. It has a great staff, offering the best of the best in customer service. If you're looking for that kind of bank, come see the staff at Exchange Bank and Trust.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Dr. Sean McCool and Dr. Christine McCool at Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic have over 20 years' experience handling both emergency and routine care for your animals, large and small. Specializing in small animal knee surgery, reproduction, and orthopedic and soft tissue surgery. For more information, visit their website at cedarridgeveterinaryclinic.com or call them at 913-367-3600. Cedar Ridge Vet, customizing care to meet the needs of you and your pet.
Atchison Auto Parts is your independent Napa dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Welcome back once again to Effingham, Kansas, where we're getting set to go to the start of the ball game. Tigers and Moore Hill Mount Academy. Hang on, we're going to fix this once and for all. Right about there? Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. We brought you the MHMA starters for Coach Luke Knoll. Now, for ACCHS and head coach Austin Eckert, the Lady Tigers at 9-1 in the conference. They are 11-3 overall. And they're going to make a little bit of a change. They're going to have starting tonight Macy Burns, the 5'9 senior. And then four juniors with 6 foot Aaliyah Wallace, 5 foot 10 inch Addison Schlenzbaum, Natalie Nitz at 5'3". And running it out is going to be Jenna Pitts. Jenna, 5'9". We're set to go and hope you enjoy it. Wallace, Bagley, both in the center circle are jumping off. It'll be taken down by the Tigers and quickly over to the right side. Schlenzbaum throws a forearm, kicks it over to the left side. Baseline shot for three, up, no good. Rebounding it down is going to be Keckner. Here comes MHMA. Lady Tigers on top of the NEKL right now. They lead Jackson Heights. And it's kind of odd. Jackson Heights is undefeated, but the Lady Tigers are 9-1. They go by wins. Not necessarily a winning percentage. So the Lady Tigers 9-1. Jackson Heights 8-0. Zoe has it on the right side, thinking about three, feeds underneath. Coker back to Zoe. 15-footer. And a rebound cleared down by the Tigers and Jenna. Pitts coming down with a bounce. Cabalin back up the floor with a become ACCHS. We're almost a minute into the game. Each team has had a possession. Neither team's been able to put anything on the board. MHMA right in the middle of the pack of the conference at 4-5. In fact, they are tied with, four other teams for third place in the conference. So between third and, seventh, there's no daylight. Miss shot, back up the will come, Moore Hill Mount Academy. It's going to be interesting to see how the Lady Ravens are able to battle back here tonight coming off that. Again, we're going to talk about it probably maybe too much, that triple overtime game. Here's a pass in the middle by Keckner. It's going to be knocked free, stolen away. Schlenzbaum comes down, tucks it underneath like a running back and crashes into the middle where she'll draw a foul. The foul is going to be on Scarlett, and Bankley will have her first foul of the evening. Coming to the line for ACCHS will be Addison Schlenzbaum. Looking for the first point of the game for either team. Her free throw is airborne and good. So Schlenzbaum will have her first point of the evening, and ACCHS breaks out on top 1-0. Second shot, rims out, no good. And a rebound is going to be pulled down by Coker. Here comes Zoe Steck into the forecourt. Atchison County leading it 1-0. On the left side, Zoe, skip pass comes out on top to Coker. Now top of the key, it's going to be Urban for three. Off the window, no good. Rebound, pull back down by the Lady Ravens. Skip pass comes out on top. Here's Urban with the basketball. She'll drive to the right side. Slides off a screen by Scarlett. Comes it down to the baseline where Zoe looks to the middle. There's no room there. Coker on top, launches three, hits the back of the rim. No. Long rebound, saved by Stack. Zoe comes around into the middle. Kicks it back to Coker. Back over to the left side now, Keckner. 2 minutes into the game. Scarlett backing into the lane. Turn, shoots. No foul called. And the ball batted away. It's going to be rebounded down by Atchison County. ACCHS is going to make a trio of substitutions. One of them is going to have to take off a warm-up and go in uniform. 5:40 to go in the opening quarter. The pass to the right block. The shot by Wallace. Way short. Rebound. Out of bounds. It will be Tiger basketball. So into the game. You're going to get Laney Panel checking in, Kinsey Bowerly entering the contest, and Jordan Kaplinger. 5.5 to go here in the opening quarter. Coach Eckert not particularly satisfied with his team's early efforts as they lead 1-0, 2.5 minutes into the game. Kaplinger will have it, skips it down low. Bowerly will drive underneath the rim, pushes it off on top. This is her shot, and it's for three, buries it. Natalie Nitz, I've said it so many times in so many games, given that shot, undefended, she'll have 27, 30, maybe only 24 on an off night. She will hit those shots and hit them all night long. Lady Tigers underneath the shot is up for Scarlett, and we're going to have a Wallace foul. Aaliyah will pick up her first personal foul, and MHMA coming to the free throw line looking for their first point of the game. They trail here 4-0. The first free throw rolls away, no good. Scarlett had her struggles at the free throw line last night. Hoping to shake those off a little bit here this evening. Wallace is going to check out of the game. for ACCHS, and Schletzbaum re-enters. Second free throw by Bagley's up at his way short, and the rebound hauled down by Laney Paddle. Here comes Atchison County. 3 minutes into the ball game, and it's a 4-0 Lady Tiger lead. Nitz will have it to the right side, dumps it over to the block. Cross court it goes. Kaplinger back out on top to Schletzbaum. Schletzbaum will dump it over to Natalie. Nitz will take it down the left side of the lane, dish it into the corner. Kaplinger can hit that shot, doesn't. We've got an offensive foul, and it's going to be on Schletzbaum again as she crashes into the middle, trying to come down with a rebound. That will be her first foul of the evening. Team foul two for Atchison County. And now they will apply full court pressure to the inbound, leading 4-0. And MHMA, in a moment of total indecision, throws the ball away, and absolutely nobody over there. It's going to go out of bounds, and Tigers are going to be putting it back in play. Lack of communication with 4.5 to go in the opening quarter. Schletzbaum goes in the middle. It's going to be stolen away out of her hands by Zoe Steck. Steck will drive it up the floor. Lady Tigers back on defense. Here's Urban launching three and hits it. Bethany Urban. First points of the game for MHMA, and it's a one-point Tiger lead with 4:19 to go in the first quarter. 4-3. Natalie will have it deep in the right corner in front of the MHMA bench. She will spin into the lane, hook pass underneath. She travels with the basketball, took an extra step, trying to bounce it underneath the panel. And neither team is coming out particularly sharp here in this opening quarter. We're halfway through it. Steck with the basketball to Urban. She's tangled up, throws into traffic, and that was a bad pass. Up the middle with it is going to come Schletzbaum. Stops, pops, and it goes no good. Rebound followed up, no. Rebound Schletzbaum, yes. Give him that many shots. Going to knock one in. And Schletzbaum will have her third point of the evening. It is a 6-3 lead for ACCHS. Here's Zoe from the baseline. Shot too hard, caught on the fly by Schletzbaum, and it's going to come back the other way. 3.5 left. Here's Nitz for three. That one doesn't go, and rebounding it down is going to be Coker. MHMA needing to slow it down, focus a little bit on the offense. And again, coming off that long game last night, probably going to be extra difficult. But against a great rival like this, they're going to have to kind of circle the wagons a little bit. Here's Zoe over to the left side, skips it to Scarlett. She's at the left side of the free throw line. Back out on top, it'll come to Coker. Urban will take the ball, a little handoff, skips it down to the right side, Steck down low, being guarded in the player defense by Kaplinger. And now we're going to get a Raven timeout. Coach Nolan taking a break, and so shall we. Timeout of the quarter, 3:01 to go. We're in the opening quarter in Effingham. ACCHS Lady Tigers 6, Morehill Mount Academy 3.
Have you met your local Farmers Insurance agent, Sandra Trumpeter? She proudly serves Atchison County families and businesses and is ready to review your existing policies or provide a no-obligation quote today. Call Sandra Trumpeter Agency at 913-367-3232 or stop in today at 312-COMMERCIAL to get smart about your insurance. Again, that's Sandra Trumpeter Agency at
913-367-3232. We are Farmers. Bum,
we welcome our man, give me another overtime, Joseph, to the Care Radio studios, as he's going to take over for Neil with the producing and engineering of the ballgame tonight. Welcome, Joseph. Neil, thank you very much. They're inbound, and the shot is up and good by Carly Kay. Creamer coming into the ballgame, and it is a one-point contest at 6-5. 2 minutes and 50 seconds to go in the opening quarter. Back into the game comes Wallace, gets it to Schletzbaum, who I thought may have dropped his shoulder, but the official is going to say the collision was initiated by the defender, Zoe Steck. It'll be her first foul. Coming into the ball game, back into the ball game for MHMA is going to come Keckner, and Zoe will check out with that foul. Tigers put the ball in play, leading it by one at 2:40 to play in the first. Comes out on top all alone. The uncontested three fails, and the rebound is going to be swept down by Keckner, who stops and looks at the official and then gets the ball up the court to her teammate. And the three for Coker way off the mark, wide to the right side. Pulled down by Nitz. She will accelerate down the floor, and as she is beating her team down court, is going to slow up and wait for them to join her. Now over to the right side. Schletzbaum all alone knocks three down. Got to get a hand in front of these great Tiger shooters. It is 9-5. Atchison County, we're 2 minutes to play in the opening quarter. Carter Kramer with the ball up top side. Gets it there to Hope Banowitz, who's checked in now that last timeout. Here's Bethany Urban working against Nitz. Over to the left side is going to be Kramer. She's with Wallace. Tigers in their player defense. Hope skips it back out on top. ACCHS is going to bring Macy Burns back into the game at her first opportunity. They're also going to bring Kamplinger back in. Skip pass down to the baseline. The falling away shot up and good. Carly, two more. Kramer with a quick four, and it is a 9-7 lead for Atchison County in the last minute and a half of the opening quarter. Early game. Glad to have you with us here on K Radio. If you've missed the news, well, it'll be okay. It's going to snow. That's about all you want to know right now. Shot is up, no good. Rebound, battle for, and MHMA just kind of slowed down. It went slow motion, and a collision will provide Bethany Urban with her first foul of the game. Burns and Kamplinger into the lineup, and out of the game will come Nitz and Bowerly. Aces, a minute 11 to go in the first. Baseline shot, up and good for three more for Schletzbaum. Addison Schletzbaum, 9 points down in the opening quarter. We've got a minute left. It is 12-7, and an offensive foul on the Lady Ravens. Fisher's coming over to the scorer's table, and he's going to let us know that it is going to be foul number two of the opening quarter by Zoe Steck. Tigers bring it into the backcourt, and as we're inside a minute, walking the ball up the floor, that's going to be Jenna. Jenna Pitts passes into the middle. The ball's covered up by Steck. Two Tigers jump on top of it, and jump ball called. It goes back to MHMA. 50 seconds to go in the opening quarter. Full court pressure applied by Atchison County. And now the outlet pass by Steck, and Peisch has just come into the game, was rather unaware that the pass was going to be over her shoulder and did not step toward the ball, let the thing fly over and out of bounds. It'll come back again to the Tigers. 42 seconds to go here in the opening quarter. Here comes Jenna Pitts through the left-hand dribble, stops between the circles, dumps it over to the right side to Wallace, comes back out of top, Schletzbaum, another unguarded three. That one won't go in. Banowitz coming up to the defender, but got there late, and now a collision at the top, looking for the loose basketball, and we're going to have a foul on ACCHS. It'll be foul number one for Jordan Kamplinger. 14 fouls for MHMA, 3 fouls by ACCHS. Wallace back out of the game for the second time in the opening quarter, and returning to the court, Laney Panel. 26, 25, 24 seconds to play in the first. Over to the left side. Baseline jump shot is up, and it won't go in for Keckner. Rebounding it down is going to be Schletzbaum. She's going to outrun the pack to the other end, and an easy layup will fail. And a rebound's going to be tipped back out on top. Dumps it over on the right edge. Pitts will kick it over to Schletzbaum. 8 seconds, seven. Schletzbaum goes in, drops the shoulder, dumps it off. It's thrown on the floor with three. And kicked over to the left side, slapped out of bounds. 2 seconds. Tigers are going to be putting it in play near their baseline from the far edge. They're going to bring Nitz back into the game for a little perimeter shooting. It is going to come into Natalie, and she's going to take the shot. This is what's going to happen. There it is. It's in. It's up. It's short. It's the end of the opening quarter. We got a timeout on the floor. First quarter of the ladies' game in the book. ACCHS 12, Marshall Mount Academy 7.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. The $6 meal deal featuring the bacon cheeseburger is back in February, and be sure to try the new Red Velvet Cake Blizzard. It's the perfect balance of rich red velvet cake pieces, silky cream cheese icing, and smooth vanilla soft serve. Check them out on the DoorDash app for delivery to your home or work. All at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Fan food, not fast food.
I want to thank Activities Director here at ACCHS, Cy Wallace. She's over here checking with the officials, making sure all is well with them for showing us, as always, great hospitality when we come here to Effingham to bring the games from the Tigers and Lady Tigers. Coming out of the court first will be Fort Academy, and you have got Coker Urban, also Bagley, Steck, and Kramer. Going to the Lady Raven 5. Out there for ACCHS, Natalie Nitz will be putting it in play. She's got Jenna Pitts out there. On the right side is going to be Kinsey Bowerly. Left side, Addison Schletzbaum. And cruising the baseline is going to be Wallish. Backing into the lane, there's no room. Comes to Bowerly. She backs in, twists, turns, a big sweeping underhand movement. Really geared to drawing a foul, not really geared to shooting and scoring. No contact in the middle, and here comes MHMA. Skip pass down low to Scarlett. Brings it back out on top, Bethany. Cross court it goes, and the Tigers, well, they've shifted to the zone defense now. Let's see how that works for them. Here's Zoe. She'll see if she can shoot him out of it. That shot doesn't go in, and rebounding it underneath is going to be Bowerly. 7-11 to go in the first half. Tigers with the basketball leading at 12-7. Topside with it is going to be Pitts. Jenna comes down the right side of the lane, stops 1 foot in the paint, looking in, no room, comes back out on top, Nitz. Left side it goes. Bowerly will take it in the corner. She'll drive into the lane, willing to take a shot. Throws it skyward. That is what she was trying to do with the previous shot. Not so much to score, but to draw the foul and come to the free throw line. And that time it worked. Carly Kramer picks up the foul. Carly's first foul, and it'll be team foul 5 for MHMA. Come to the line. Bowerly looks for her first point of the game, and that first one will rattle around and go in. One more shot for the Tiger freshman. Exactly 7 minutes to go in the opening half. She'll eye the second one, shoves it forward, and it's in. Now 14-7. 2-1 score. The pass from Steck is going to be stepped in front of us, stolen away, and then kicked out of bounds. Bethany Urban doing her best Pele right there. Got a right toe on that thing and was able to boost it out of bounds. Back it'll come to ACCHS for the baseline shot for Schletzbaum. Up and good again. Ravens taking a timeout. Let's do it. Chosen, taking a break. 6:49 to go. We're in the opening half in Effingham. Girls game. Atchison County 17, MHMA 7.
Here's to a new view in 2022. You've heard of New Year, New You, but Union State Bank is offering something unique, a new view for 2022. That's right. When you use our mobile banking app, you'll get a new view of your spending, transfers, and bill payments. You can track how well you're sticking to your New Year's resolutions and meet that savings goal for your next trip, your new dream home, or that backyard remodel. Here's to a new view in 2022 with USB Mobile Banking. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Fort Hill Academy girls basketball coach Luke Noel taking the time out there as he's found his team suddenly trailing by 10. They were within 1 point with less than 3 minutes to go in the opening quarter. Since that time, ACCHS has outscored them 11-2. And against full court pressure, Lady Ravens are going to be putting it in play in the backcourt. Zoe Steck. Tigers in their home white here tonight, of course, with their orange and black lettering and trim. MHMA in their traveling black, and now we're going to get a whistle and a foul, and Bethany Urban's going to pick up another one. Bethany with two. Zoe Steck with two. So the Ravens, one and two, each have two fouls, and we're still 6:39 to go in the opening half. Here comes Atchison County, leading it by 10. Bowerly will kick it over to the right side to Pitts. Through the left-hand dribble across at the free throw line. Comes back out on top. Schletzbaum. They run a little motion. Bowerly will take it into the lane. Leans over. Kicks it left. Pitts three. Uh-uh. Rebounding it down. It's going to be Scarlett. She was reached in and fouled by Bowerly. No whistle. And back up court with the Wacom. MHMA. Over to the right side. Coker passes up an uncontested three. Gets it to Bethany. She'll dish it left to Zoe. Steps inside. Left-handed shot too hard. Rebound, battled for, we're going to get a jump ball called. Possession arrow, Ravens. Hope Banowitz will come back into the game, and checking out is going to come Coker. Bridge, 6 minutes to play in the half. MHMA trying to draw a little closer. The ball comes in. Banowitz launches the three. Doesn't go. Rebound, Urban. You notice that Coach Noel has got his starting one and two out there in a little foul trouble, but still both out on the floor right now. 5:45 to go. Ravens being patient with the basketball. Here's Scarlett with it. Skip pass over to the right side to Zoe. Steck with the ball. Tigers in a 1-3-1. They're working down to the baseline with Bowerly. Jump shot. Zoe's way too hard. The rebound slapped out of bounds by Banowitz. It will come back in again to ACCHS. 5.5 to go in the first half. Coming into the game for ACCHS, Lainey Pandle back in. Upcourt with the basketball, Natalie Nitz. 5:20 to go and rolling along toward intermission. Bowerly back over to the left side. Schletzbaum feeds down low. Wallace turns, shoots, scores. Wallace goes right through the middle. And with that bucket, we'll have her first point of the game. It's now 19-7. MHMA lobs it out on top. They're going to go over and back and turn it over with that possession. 5 minutes to go in the half. It'll be Schletzbaum putting it in play between the scorer's table and the Raven bench. Brings it into Nitz. She'll handle it up topside. Nitz glides over to the right side. Kicks it there to Panel. Lainey left-hand dribble. Goes to the free throw line. Dishes into the corner. Bowerly will launch and score. Bowerly will hit it from the outside, and she's at 5 points now. And it's 22-7. 4:40 to go in the first half. Urban with the ball, feeds in the middle. Kramer backing in against a duo of defenders. Her pass is bad. It's saved. Hope for three. No. And rebounds out of bounds. It'll be Lady Raven basketball. MHMA on the court with Hannah Coker and Scarlett Bagley, Carly Kramer, Bethany Urban, and Hope Banowitz. The ball comes in. Urban shot is up. Too strong. Rebounding it back down. Lady Tigers in. 5 foot 10 inch Addison Schletzbaum. She'll bring it up the floor and work her way to the left side, approaching the midpoint of the second quarter now. Bowerly has it on the left side, pulls up her dribble, kicks it out on top the panel. Over to the right side, that's going to be Nitz with the ball. Starts left, drives right, kicks it over to the edge. Panel will not take that long shot. Cross court pass knocked away by Hope and out of bounds. They tried to get it into the corner for Schletzbaum. She will take that shot. On the court for the Tigers, there are three players who will take that shot. Schletzbaum, Bowerly, and Nitz. Every one of them will be very able and willing to launch that one from the outside. Wallace is down on the block. That's where she's going to put it up from. And Panel can shoot from around places. Here's a three from the top. Up and good. Now, 25-7. 3:40 left in the half, and we will have a Tiger foul as they were really feeling it. Got a little too aggressive on the upcourt play. And that's going to be Natalie Nitz picking up her first foul of the game. Natalie will check out. Kamplinger's back in. Coach Eckert plays basically eight, typically seven. He's played eight tonight. Here's a runner in the lane. And Schletzbaum with a couple more. She's at 14 points now. And it's 27-7. And now the Ravens give it away. The layup by Schletzbaum. Two more. 29-7. Addison Schletzbaum. 16 points now. And we've got 3:15 to go in the first half. MHMA feeds it down to the baseline. It's nearly lost there. Keckner's able to save it. Comes out on top. The three is airborne and good for Coker. Coker will get her first point of the game. In fact, she's only the third Lady Raven to score. Kramer with four. Urban hit a three, and now Coker hits that three, and we're going to get a timeout. Kick of the break, 2:56 to go in the first half. It's ACCHS 29, MHMA 10.
Since 1972, Acheson Construction has been serving Northeast Kansas and Northwest Missouri with quality service, exceptional craftsmanship, and a passion for customer satisfaction. They offer a wide range of services, from the foundation to the roof of the structure. Contact Andrew to make a plan to get your project completed. Acheson Construction, a company you know and trust.
Just inside, 3 minutes to go in the opening half. And here comes ACCHS with the basketball. They lead it 29-10. They have been up by as many as 20. Now here's a cross-court pass. That was the slowest whistle. West of the Mississippi, a foul called in the middle. Zoe. Zoe reached out, hit the ball. The ball trickles over, bounces off a Tiger player, goes out of bounds. The official looks at it, watches it roll, and then realizes, wait a minute. And calls the foul. Wallace is going to come back out of the game. Coming to the free throw line is going to be Burns. Macy looking for her first point and will not get it there. It remains 29-10. Back up with the Wacom Moorhill Academy. Banowitz will have it up top side. Starts to the left. Works around the double team. Gets inside Bowerly. Goes all the way to the baseline and drives out of bounds. But they're going to say she got bumped down there. Let's see which Tiger is going to be guilty of the penalty. It's going to be Panel with her first foul. It'll be team foul 5, ACCHS. MHMA has committed 7 so far. Keckner's inbound pass is into the hands of Schletzbaum. And she will tie it up. Jump ball coming back to the Lady Tigers. 2.5 to go in the first half. Walking it up the floor is Bowerly. She'll feed it to the right side of the free throw line. Burns will look in. Topside Schletzbaum goes from 14. Gets it. Schletzbaum with a couple of more, and it's now 31-10. And we're 2 minutes left in the half. Lady Ravens, first thing, got to get it across midcourt. Not doing it. Coach taking a timeout to let them do it. We're taking a break. 2 minutes left in the half. Atchison County 31, Lady Ravens 10.
Benjamin Franklin once wrote about investing. An investment in knowledge pays the best interest. At Caudill Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to navigate the world of investments. Let us answer your most pressing questions about the markets. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC.
Good to have you back with us here in Effingham, Kansas, where MHMA puts the ball in play and gets it into the forecourt. We're inside 2 minutes to go in the first half. Hector goes to the left side, travels with the basketball, and Lady Ravens will turn it over again. Don't have the stats, nothing to back it up. My assumption and observation, and certainly my gut feeling, is MHMA has more turnovers and points here with a minute 50 to go in the first half. They trail 31-10. Tigers with the basketball, over to the right side with it is going to be Laney. Panel goes right side. Bowerly's runners up and no good, but an offensive board back into the hands of Schletzbaum. She'll dump it to the left side where Kaplinger brings it back off on top. Again, Bowerly drives in, kicks it over to the edge. In the middle it comes, and Tigers bring it back off on top. It's going to be Burns right side. Bowerly launching another three. That one's no good. And rebounding it down, Scarlett. Bagley comes down with the basketball, and the Tigers have dropped the full court pressure. So MHMA able to get it across the timeline with a minute 11 to go in the half. Up top side with it is going to be Banowitz. They're laying off her, inviting her to shoot, and Bethany will shoot. The three is up and no good. Scarlett with a rebound, and before she can put it back up, and then we have a foul called. Foul is going to be on Laney Panel. She will be the first Lady Tiger to have picked up a second personal foul. Coming up a minute 2 to go here in the half. 31-10. Lady Tigers in front. Coker brings it in out on top. Back it'll go to Coker. Back to Urban. Back to Coker. Back to Urban. And a 2-3 zone now for the Tigers, not being tested much. Over to the right side. The pass in the middle is held by Pice, who immediately returns it back to the edge. And the ball is loose on the floor, and it's going to be rescued nicely by Bethany. Urban goes underneath the goal, throws the ball in the middle, and going to be taken away by the Tigers. Half a minute to go in the half. Up the floor is Bowerly. Kinsey swings it to the right. Dishes there to Jenna. Pits to Natalie. Back over to Kinsey. 23-22. Approaching halftime. Back over to the left edge. It's going to go to Jordan. Kaplinger comes out on top. Bowerly misplays it. Has to go back and retrieve it. 12 seconds, 11. Bowerly will cut to the right side. Pushes off with a free hand. Her shot is up and no good. Rebound Wallace. Way too short. Ravens pull it down, but they're going to have to hurry. 3 seconds, 2 seconds. Urban half-court shot to the bonuses off the backboard. Doesn't go in, and we've come to intermission. We got a timeout of the court. We'll be back to summarize the opening half for you in Effingham, Kansas. ACCHS Lady Tigers 31. Morehead Academy 10.
It's time for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Your first half recap is coming up right after this.
Amberwell Health grew right here in Northeast Kansas when Atchison Hospital rebranded with a vision to connect their communities and their care. That vision continues with Hiawatha Community Hospital joining the Amberwell family as Amberwell Hiawatha. Amberwell Health now includes 2 complete care locations, Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha, and 5 clinic locations in Atchison, Horton, Highland, Leavenworth, and Troy. Together, Amberwell continues to serve their communities and their patients, combining knowledge, resources, and a dedication to provide clinical excellence and compassionate care.
Atchison Animal Clinic knows the importance of reliable access to quality veterinary health care. For that reason, we are proud to offer same-day appointments and 24-hour, 7-day-a-week emergency services. Our entire staff is dedicated to being ready and available when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Good to have you with us here in Effingham, Kansas. Halftime of the ladies' game. First of our high school hoops doubleheader tonight. The guys coming up after this one. And toward that end, the boys teams are out of the court warming up right now. First half of this game has been all ACCHS. They have been dominant all season and certainly dominant in the first half of this one here tonight. For the Lady Ravens, the scoring has been led by Carly Creamer coming off the bench with 4. Then 3 apiece. Hannah Coker, Bethany Urban, that is the Lady Ravens scoring. For ACCHS, Addison Schletzbaum with 18. Bowerly coming in off the bench with 8-3 for Natalie Nitzman, 2 for Aaliyah Wallish. Burns, Pitts, Kamplinger, Panel, none of them putting anything on the board yet in the opening half. Fouls over the Lady Ravens with a bit of a problem as Zoe Steck has 3, 2 by Bethany Urban. So that said, second half will be coming up here shortly. In the guys' game coming up after this one. They're out there warming up for that right now. You hear the Tiger Pep Band in the background. Entertaining a nice crowd on hand here tonight. Hoping to get home a little early. We'll be back to bring you the second half of the ladies' game and the guys then live. But right now with the intermission score. ACCHS Lady Tigers 31. Marhill Mount Academy 10. Kicking it back to Joseph. He's in that world-renowned Care Radio Sports Studio with an equally renowned halftime.
Already know Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Atchison. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
KAIR is your local sports authority. On the air at 93.7 FM, online at mscsports.net. Bringing you play-by-play coverage of your favorite high school teams. And still your voice for the Benedictine Ravens. For local sports, it's always KAIR.
Good evening, this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. I'd like to thank you for joining us as we're bringing you Marhill Mount Academy on the road visiting Effingham. We will be back to the ACCHS-MHMA girls game in just a few minutes. I did want to mention that we've had some changes to the Care Country Sports calendar.
BC basketball has been moved from Wednesday until Thursday due to anticipated bad weather. Sports Look will be Wednesday, and coaches' shows will be at 4 o'clock tomorrow, as we did last time Benedictine played on Thursday. Coming up on Thursday evening, we will have Benedictine taking on Central Meth, as Central Methodist is coming into town to face off against the Ravens. Women's games at 5:30. The men should take to the court at 7:30. Friday, we return back to the cozy confines of the Marhill Mount Academy campus for Marhill Mount Academy hosting JCN. The girls' game has got a scheduled tip of 6 o'clock. The boys have a scheduled tip of 8 o'clock. Saturday brings us back to Benedictine College as the Ravens are on the road in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, taking on Mount Mercy. 12 o'clock for the women's game. The men should take to the court sometime right around 2 p.m.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
Whether it's a breakfast sandwich to start your morning off right, a sub with chips, drink, and a cookie to help you power through the afternoon, or footlongs for a family dinner, Subway has it all. And it's never been easier to get your Subway. Order online or through the Subway app, and they'll have your meal ready when you arrive. Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Founded in 1867, Blair Feeds has helped cattlemen improve the efficiency of their livestock production with a wide range of high-quality products. Blair's Cattle Mineral contains the correct combination of vitamins and minerals necessary for proper growth and immune protection. Minerals are available with Aramycin, Justify, and now garlic. To find out which Blair mineral is best suited for your needs, contact your local dealer or Blair representative.
It's still relatively early in the evening on this early evening of high school basketball, and we do not have many scores to report. In the fourth quarter, it is JCN Girls 41 to the McClouth Girls 30. And in this game, of course, at halftime, it is ACCHS Tigers at 31 to Marhill Mount Academy Lady Ravens 10. We'll be back with a good look at that weather eye forecast in just a couple of moments.
Winter weather got you down? Need a little vitamin D boost to get you out of your slump? Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With three tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6 Mondays through Thursdays, and 10 to noon on Fridays and Saturdays. Call 913-367-1511 to schedule and get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. A winter weather advisory begins at 9 p.m. tonight and continues until 6 p.m. Thursday night. Cloudy tonight, with rain likely then mixing with and changing to all snow. Lows level off around 14. Northerly winds, 10 to 20 miles an hour. High of 21. Tomorrow, snow likely. Chance for snow, tomorrow night, 5 above. 3 to 5 inches of snow, tonight through tomorrow. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr with you for Hot Country 93.7, taking a look up in North Atchison. It's 34.7 degrees Fahrenheit. The wind is out of the north-northeast at 6 miles per hour. Relative humidity, 54%. Barometric pressure is steady at 30.03 inches of mercury. Dew point, 20 degrees Fahrenheit. And the wind chill is 28 degrees out there. Taking a look around the area in Valley Falls, we're checking in at 35. Holton, 35 as well. Leavenworth, the hot spot at 37. And Horton, the cool spot at 34. We'll be going back to Tom Kautz courtside in just about a minute.
When you need a doctor, you choose the best. So when choosing one for your family pet, why have him just treated when you can have him treated like family at Westside Veterinarian Clinic? Dr. Walls and his friendly staff make it easy to get started and keep your pet healthy year-round. So for your special pet, choose Dr. Walls at Westside, located on 286 Road, just past Heritage Tractor. Call them at 913-367-0456. Westside Veterinary, where caring is their specialty.
Lewis Chevrolet Buick is your trusted Buick Chevrolet dealership in Atchison and the reason why their loyal customers keep coming back. From the time you enter the showroom or the service center, you can expect to be treated like family each and every visit. We offer an extensive inventory, as well as our competitive lease specials, finance options, and expert auto service. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, dedicated to providing exceptional customer service and being an integral part to the Atchison community. See them at 314 Woodlawn. It's Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. We now return to the gym for second half coverage of your feature game.
And we welcome you back to Effingham, Kansas. Second half getting underway. And I'm going with the basketball. It's going to come ACCHS. They lead in the game by a 31-10 count. Welcome back, everybody. Joseph, our producer engineer, he's the guy who did such a great job taking care of you and keeping you informed and entertained at halftime. Tom Counts with you here courtside, and the ball is going to be lost out of bounds by the Tigers. It'll belong to MHMA, and ACCHS will push the game, putting on full court pressure with 7:20 to go, leading it by 21. Both teams will have their original starting five on the court. And up the floor it goes, and we get a collision, and we're going to have a foul by Atchison County. Whistle is going to go on Macy Burns. It'll be her first. Ravens will bring it in. Zoe has it deep in the left side. Burns is going to guard her all the way to the wing. Bounce pass comes out on top to Urban. Back over the left side to Zoe. The pass inside. Telegraphed, and it's going to be stolen away by Wallace. Travels with the ball. No whistle. And up court with it will come. ACCHS. Jenna Pitts into the forecourt. Schlesman will have it on top. Dumps it over to the right side. Coming to the free throw line. Now back over to the right they go. Deep in the corner. Atchison County. Addison has it back there. Cuts into the lane. Lobs it over to the left. Back out on top. It's going to come to Natalie. 6.5 to go in the third quarter. 31-10. Atchison County. Pitts will bring it across. Buries it to the left side where the jump shot for three is up in an air ball by Schlesman. And up court with it will come Urban. To Zoe. Set. Pulls up. Now, it will not take the shot. It will be taken instead by Keckner. No good. Rebounding it back down. Atchison County. 2 minutes into the second half. Neither team has put anything on the board since intermission. Schlesman will have it up top side. And again, over to the right with it is going to be Natalie. Between the circle pits. Drives into the lane. Hook pass underneath the Wallace. Starts left, turns right, stripped out of her hands. Lost out of bounds. Nice defense for the Lady Ravens. .550 to go in the third quarter. Tigers again will bring it in. This time out of top Nitz, who remains unguarded for some reason. And this time, whose three-point shot fails. And we're going to have collision in the middle. And Wallace crashes in to pick up the personal foul. Whistle is going to be on Aaliyah. It will be her second foul of the game. Second foul of the second half by Atchison County. Steck will take the inbound pass. Gets it to Bethany Urban. Back to Steck. Ravens are going to have to take this thing across the timeline at some point. They'll get it over to the left side. Keckner will have it there. In trouble. Double team. Gets it away to Scarlett. She'll go baseline. Shot up. Nope. Gets her own rebound. Shot up. And is it going to count? It went over the backboard. They're going to say no. The shot was up. They're going to count that basket. How about that? Give Scarlett Bagley the bucket and one. And Atchison County is going to bring Laney Pannell into the game. And Coach Eckert's team, in almost 3 minutes of the second half, has not been able to put 1 point on the board. Ravens at the line. Scarlett, who is very due at the line, coming up here. Her free throw, not going to go. And a rebound, Coker. MHMA will retain possession of the basketball. Coker comes out on top to Urban. Over to the right side, and she launches that one. It's going to get away and get out of bounds. Mackey will come to ACCHS. 5:18 to go in the third quarter. Now 31-12. Tigers with the ball. And that's going to be Pitts with it. Skips it down low. Schlitzbaum, the easy bunny, misses. Rebound, Ravens. Here comes Urban up the floor. Double team, trip, knocked to the floor. No foul called. Outlet to Addison. She's all alone for the easy two. Schlitzbaum, the uncontested layup. And it's now 33-12. 4:40 to go in the third quarter. Steck down court with it. Brings it to Coker. Now down to the baseline. Keckner tries to drive in trouble, bounces it away to Urban. Top side is Coker. Again, Keckner. Scarlett goes inside, gets double teamed, and we're going to get another Tiger foul. It's ACCHS reaching and reaching, and this one is going to be whistled against Schlitzbaum. It'll be her second. So Schlitzbaum is pulled out of the ballgame. Wallace has also been taken out. And out there for the Tigers now, you've got Bowerly and Burns with Nitz and Panel and Kaplinger. We're near the midpoint of the third quarter. Cross court, it goes to Scarlett. Scarlett didn't want that shot. Brings it to Bethany. She'll take it. It's off the backboard. Nope. Rebounding it down, Atchison County. Burns coming up with the basketball. Inside four to go in the third quarter. It is 33-12. Around to the right side with it. Driving into the lane. No room there. Comes back on top. There, another travel. No whistle. Back it will come to the left side to Kaplinger. She'll dish it back off on top to Burns. Tigers work the ball around the outside. Nitz. Left-hand dribble. Bounces it hard. Goes into the inside. Kicks it back out to Kaplinger. Cross-court pass. Batted away. Here comes Scarlett. Bagley on the jailbreak. Up and good. Scarlett Bagley makes it 33-14. 3:20 to play in the third quarter. No one over there defended Burns. She passed up the shot, and then Nitz launches an air ball. Pulled back down by MHMA. Outlet right side and over Keckner, and she does not turn to the outside to pull it in, and it'll get away and go out of bounds. You're going to get Carly Kramer and Hope Banowitz back into the game for the Lady Ravens. 3:07 to go in the third quarter. 33-14. ACCHS in 5 minutes, 2 points in the second half. Here comes Nitz. She'll dump it left. Burns into the lane. Kicks it to the right. A panel goes across, back out on top to Kaplinger. Eases it to the left edge, and Tigers trying to work closer as they go back and forth. The dish across, the baseline shot is up and good. Nitz, the assist, and a bucket to Laney Panel, her first points tonight. 35-14, down at 2.5 to go in the third quarter. Outlet pass into the forecourt. The feed underneath to Scarlett. Mishandles the basketball, and back up it will come Atchison County. 2:20 to play. Third quarter, here's a three for Nitz. And a rebound is going to be out of bounds, Tiger ball. 35-14, Atchison County in front. The officials on the near side chatting with the Tiger coaching staff, making little lunch plans. The pass comes off on top, driving over to the right side, the dish into the corner, taking her eye off the ball. It's going to get away out of bounds off Kaplinger's hand and goes into the Tiger pet band. It'll belong again to MHMA. 2:11 left in the third. Lady Ravens will bring it into the backcourt. Here comes Zoe Steck. Zoe kicks it over to the left side to Banowitz. Hope starts to drive down. She pushes off with a free hand, and her return pass to the top is going to be stolen by Nitz. Natalie taking it down the right side. Crossover dribble comes out on top to Kaplinger. Back to Nitz to the right side in front of the student cheering section over there. Hanna will take it deep in the right corner. Drives to the free throw line. Comes back off on top. Burns will kick it back in the middle. Knits. Again, they draw closer and closer and closer. And now the three is set sail and missing. And a rebound, Carly Kramer. Here comes ACCHS. Coach Eckert grabs his head, reaches to the bench, and he's going to bring some players into the game. Addison Schletzbaum coming in off the bench. Jenna Pitts coming in off the bench for ACCHS. A minute and a half to go in the third quarter. It has not been an offensive juggernaut for either team in the third quarter. Each team has 4 points. And we're down to just over a minute to go. Here's a driving layup, and it misses. Rebound, Schletzbaum misses. Rebound, Morgan Mount Academy. Banowitz brings it up the floor. Gets pinned to the far side. Reaching in, pushing in, shoving the driving shot. No. Rebound, saved by Coker. Back in the middle it goes. Scarlett doesn't want the shot. It comes back off on top. Urban, bounce pass in the middle for Coker. Is going to be stolen away, and here comes Schletzbaum. She will weave to the right side, be run into, and Banowitz picks up the foul. Hope will have her first foul of the game, and that is the first NHMA foul of the second half. Heisch will come into the game for the Ravens also. Coming in will be Zoe Steck. 53 seconds to go in the third quarter. It comes in, Schletzbaum, uncontested, and misses it. And a rebound to Carly Kramer, shooking it away to Zoe. Here comes MHMA. Steck down the court, stops above the three-point circle, gets it to Banowitz, just on the right side of the top of the key. On the floor a couple of times. Starts to the left, pulls up her dribble, skip pass, and Kramer had no chance of catching up to that pass. It was out toward midcourt. And the Ravens are going to turn it over again. Back into the game for Atchison County will come Jordan Kaplinger. Knits coming out of the game. Not having the fantastic games we're used to seeing her. She has 3 tonight. 25 seconds to go in the third. Here's Bowerly. Right side. No shot. Pitts will take it in the corner. Skips in the middle. And the ball is loose on the floor. Saved by Panel. Out on top. Kaplinger's 3. Wide left. Rebounding it down, Morehill Mount Academy. Here comes MHMA. Banowitz up the floor. Works her way to the left side. Was that a pass? There's a foul. Another Atchison County foul. This one will be the second of the game by Kaplinger. That is the fifth Tiger foul of the third quarter. Morehill Mount Academy has committed 1. Taking a look, the free throw, good for Hope Banowitz. That is her first point of the evening. It's down 35-15. 1 second to play in the quarter. Second free throw, no good, and that's going to take us to the end of 3. I'm waiting. Waiting for the ball to come in, and that's going to do it. We'll go to the fourth quarter in Effingham. ACCHS 35, MHMA 15.
Peru State College makes it easy to go back to school and get your degree online. Peru State, they bring you the classroom. Fully accredited, affordable, accessible. Peru State Online Program. Flexibility delivered. Peru Online Program gives you the freedom to work anywhere with a connection. Go online to take a test drive. Peru State College. Check out the possibilities. Peru has 150 years of academic excellence. Visit peru.edu.
We're going to the fourth quarter here in Effingham, where it is ACCHS 35, Morehill Mount Academy 15. Scoring recap very briefly for Atchison County. You just need to know Addison Schletzbaum. She's got 20 of her team's 35 points for Morehill Mount Academy. Scarlett Bagley and Carly Kramer lead the way, each with 4. Or Hermann Academy, 3 fouls on Zoe's deck. For ACCHS, you've got Wallish and Schwetzbaum and Kaplinger and Panel, each with 2. And here we go. It'll be Tiger basketball, and the fourth quarter is underway. ACCHS, right side. Skip pass over to the block. Wallish up and in. Simple as that. Wallish will get her 4th point tonight, and it's 37-15. That's 7:40 to go in the contest. Bethany Urban into the forecourt. 3 defenders surround her. It'll go over to the baseline left to Steck. She gets double-teamed, backed into the corner. Fortunately, able to get away to Urban. Bethany, top of the key, comes to Scarlett. Back over to the right side to Steck. She'll dish it off down low. Coker shot, up and in. Hannah Coker with 5. 37-17. It's 7:17 left. Tigers will bring it down the floor, coming into the game at 11-3 on the season. Here's a 3 by Bowerly. It's about 3 feet short, and Tigers will turn it over, and the outlet pass right through the hands up the floor, and MHMA with yet another turnover. Really glad to have you listening to High School Hoops tonight. Guys, game coming up after this one. So stick around here on KAIR-FM Horton Atchison. Schwetzbaum walks it up the floor, kicks it over to the left side. Driving in the middle is going to be Burns. Skip pass to Wallish. Backs in, turns right, turns left, up the window, good. Wallish has suddenly picked up the offensive end. She scored 4 points in this quarter. It's 39-17. 6.5 to go. Back up court with the basketball again. I'll say Raven miss. ACCHS, 3-point shot. That's an air ball wide to the left side by Schletzbaum, and Mitz will return. We'll try to keep you up to speed a little bit with the Jayhawks and Cyclones as they're getting underway tonight, by the way. ACCHS coming off a tough tournament weekend where they were able to get by Atchison High School and a 2-point squeaker win over St. Mary's, but were handled by Hiawatha 65-41. So they are just now getting back to play after tournament week, and the upcourt pass is going to be stolen away by ACCHS. Over to the baseline left, stepping inside, Bowerly will put up another shot and miss. Rebound taken away from Scarlett by Bowerly. We've got a foul called on the floor down to the baseline. Chris is going to come over, let us know. That'll be foul number 2 by Scarlett. And that'll be Tiger. Team foul 2 of the second half. Now for ACCHS, not getting any free throws. But for the Lady Ravens, trailing by 20 points, probably going to have to pick up that intensity a little bit, maybe more than a couple of fouls and a half. You're going to have to attack the ball and be a little more aggressive at this juncture. Trailing in here by 22 with 5.5 left. Over to the right side, Ravens with the basketball. That's going to be Coker. She's in front of her team bench. Gets it to Urban. Back to Coker. She'll cut loose with a 3. That's off the back of the rim. No good. And on the fight for the rebound, a jump ball is going to be called. Possession arrow. MHMA. Time it is at 23 seconds to go in the ball game. Atchison County leading it by 22. Got it on cruise control. Right now we've got 6:02. A little reminder of that. We've got ACCHS. As you look out of the court, Coach Eckert has Burns, Wallish, Schletzbaum, Nitz, Pitts, the original starting 5 out there. Trying to make sure that things are all well and good. Here's a pass into the middle. Wallish has it right block, drops his shoulder, turns and missed it. Rebound pulled down by the Lady Ravens. Coker comes up with it. Now the pass to the left side, trying to get it down court to Keckner, but going to be knocked away. Out of bounds it'll be. Raven basketball. Banowitz coming in and Kramer coming in. That will be Bagley and Heckner coming off the floor. 5 minutes to play. Nice crowd here this evening. Not a SRO kind of a crowd, but a good crowd. A very basketball knowledgeable crowd who is enjoying the game tonight. Now the cross-court pass is going to be off the mark and taken away on the other end. Spinning in, uncontested layup is going to be up and good for Bowerly. Family won't be in double-figure scoring now with 10, and it is 41-17 at 4.5 to go. The feed comes in the middle. Kramer, top side. Coker's three, Whale off the mark. Rebounding it down is going to be Zoe. She'll cross over underneath. On the block, in trouble. Has the ball slapped out of her hands and knocked out of bounds. It'll belong to the Ravens. Tigers are going to bring Jordan Kamplinger back into the game, and she's going to take out Jenna Pitts. Now, according to Coach Austin Ecker, Jenna got a starting job tonight because she thought she'd played extraordinarily well in that Hiawatha tournament that the team participated in and felt like she had earned herself some starting time. But he has now taken her out and brought original starter Jordan Kamplinger, who is probably of their 14 games, probably started a dozen of them. And now we're going to get a 3-second violation on Wallace. MHMA coming back up the floor. 4:10 left in the game. Here comes Bethany Urban. Tigers are going to press all the way up the floor. Kicks it over to Zoe's deck. Takes it down to the right side outside the block. Feeds into the lane. The shot is up. Carly Kay has 6 tonight. Half a dozen for Kramer. And it's 41-19. And we've got 3:50 to go. Family has it topside. We're going to get Scarlett back into the game. The driving shot on the left is going to be up and good. Schletzbaum at 22 points, 43-19. Ravens into the forecourt, and Urban will have it up on top. Guys, teams exiting the gym, head to the locker room. Banowitz goes baseline. Her runner, And rebound over the top, no foul called. Here come the Tigers, mishandling the ball a little bit. Schletzbaum drops that shoulder, goes in and missed it. Rebound, Urban. Bethany will go down to the left side. Gets tripped, knocked to the floor, and we're going to get a foul. Let's see. It'll be on Bowerly. 3:08 to go in the game. Laney Pannell is going to come back in. And are we getting a timeout, Ravens? Yes, we are. Coach Nolan taking a timeout. Let's do it. 3:08 to go in the game. ACCHS 43, MHMA 19.
Start your day with Taco John's breakfast, scrambler breakfast burritos, spicy chorizo breakfast burritos, potato ole scrambler, Mexican donut bites, cold brew coffee, and more. And wake up Wednesday mornings for meat and potato burritos, just $1.99. All that at Taco John's in Atchison. Bigger, bolder, better.
Hey, with Joseph in the studio, Tom Council here, court sign. We're down to just over 3 minutes of play in the ladies' game. 43-19, Atchison County in front, Lady Tigers. Looking for their 10th conference win here this evening. Toward that end, head coach Austin Eckert is going to put, he's going to have out on the court, it would look like Jordan Kamplinger is out there, and who else we're going to have? We're going to have Natalie Nitz, Addison Schletzbaum, Leah Wallace, and rounding it out is going to be Laney Pannell. Here's a Raven shot at the baseline, missing. Rebound, ACCHS. Down court with it on the right side is going to be Schletzbaum. 2:50 to go in the game. Tigers will feed. Wallace at the free throw line, back to the rim. Comes back out on top to Nitz. Got a one-hand push pass down to the block. Driving in, falling away, the shot is up, and again, a really slow whistle. As the ball was falling to the ground and been grabbed for the rebound, the whistle is blown, and the foul is called. It'll be foul number 2 of the day by Carly Kramer. Good to see Carly out there mixing it up just a little bit with these Tiger starters. The free throw by Wallace clanks off the front edge of the rim. It's no good. She's got one more shot coming up here. Wallace has 6 points in the game. This one, nope, 0-for-2 at the free throw line, 2:40 to go. MHMA coming up the floor, 43-19, Tigers in front. Down to 2.5 minutes to play. Urban races to the left side, Kramer at the high post, takes it between the circles. Back over to the right side. It's going to be Banowitz. She just stands there holding the ball above her head, and now we're going to get a foul off the basketball. And the official down at the baseline standing beneath the goal makes this call. It's going to be on the Tigers. And it's going to be Kamplinger picking up foul number 3. And coming to the free throw line for Morehill Mount Academy is Scarlett Bagley. Scarlett's got 4 points tonight. Her free throw? Yeah! She'll earn a bonus shot. That was team foul 8 for the Lady Tigers. One more shot. Bagley up. Yeah, get some both. 43-21. Garland has a half a dozen. Addison Schletzbaum will walk it up the floor. Back over to the right side it comes out on top. Now back to the left, Schletzbaum falling away, shot is short, offensive court, put up and in. That was a nice follow shot underneath my panel, her fourth point of the game, and it's 45-21. We go inside 2 minutes to play. The shot in the lane is missed. Rebound panel, here come the Tigers. Nitz bringing it up the floor. ACCHS, the rocket pass from Nitz is going to go out of bounds. The fleet-footed cheerleader against the wall, that's the baseline, able to elude the pass coming toward her, and everyone is okay. And it will be Morehill Mount Academy basketball. Tigers are going to bring Panel back in the game and Powerly back in. Nitz is out there. Kaplinger on the floor. Coach has still gone 8 deep tonight. With a minute and a half to play, leading here by, 24? 45-21. Around to the left side of the basketball. Banowitz comes out on top. Carly Kramer kicks it over to the right side to Coker. Now underneath, Pice all alone and scores one. Pice will have 2, and it's 45-23. And we've got a minute 10 to go. Back over to the right side with it, Tigers. Top of the key, Burns, back it goes to Nitz, she'll head to the baseline. Natalie's been limited to 3 points tonight on an opening quarter 3-point shot. And as the drive comes to the baseline, Curley will pick up a foul for Carly Kramer, foul number 3. And for the Tigers, only the 4th foul of the second half. Nitz is going to be pulled back out of the game for the Tigers, and back in comes starter Jenna Pitts. Here's a baseline shot, is up and no good. Powerly fights for the rebound, travels with the basketball, and now we get a whistle. It was at 3 steps in a slide. Looked like a bowling approach. I use the 4-step approach myself, but you can use the 3-step in a slide, and that's what we had kind of there. 45 seconds left. 45-23. Ravens with the basketball, trailing by some 22 points. Tigers with the, 4 of the starting 5 out there right now. Kick over to the right side. Going to be Coker. Underneath the Kramer. Back out of top to Coker. Her shot for 3. Up and short. Rebound. Out of bounds. And it's going to come back in again to Atchison County. 25 seconds to go. And Powerly will walk it into the forecourt. She'll bring it up on top. Dump it over to the left side. They look to the middle, swing it back over to the edge. Cutting back across, it's going to be Panel. It's going to be knocked away by Carly Kay, who's tripped and knocked to the floor by Bowerly. And now diving for it, Banowitz in. We're going to get a foul. We're going to get a travel on Bowerly. Her second travel in 2 possessions. 5 seconds to go. Ravens are going to bring it in. And that's going to do it. Your final score tonight in Effingham, Kansas. ACCHS 45, MHMA 23. And we'll be back to wrap it up right after this.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7. Stay tuned for post-game coverage featuring a game recap and your Bank of Atchison Player of the Game. That's coming up right after these messages from the Bank of Atchison.
Here's to a new you in 2022. You've heard of New Year, New You, but Union State Bank is offering something unique, a new view for 2022. That's right. When you use our mobile banking app, you'll get a new view of your spending, transfers, and bill payments. You can track how well you're sticking to your New Year's resolutions and meet that savings goal for your next trip, your new dream home, or that backyard remodel. Here's to a new view in 2022 with USB Mobile Banking. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Dr. Sean McCool and Dr. Christine McCool at Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic have over 20 years' experience handling both emergency and routine care for your animals, large and small. Specializing in small animal knee surgery, reproduction, and orthopedic and soft tissue surgery. For more information, visit their website at cedarridgeveterinaryclinic.com or call them at 913-367-3600. Cedar Ridge Vet, customizing care to meet the needs of you and your pet.
The first game of the evening is in the book, and ACC Jeff Lady Tigers continue to roll along in the 2021-22 basketball season, picking up their 10th conference win and their 12th game on the season as they get by Morehill Mount Academy tonight, 45-23. Scoring for the Lady Ravens, it was Carly Kramer and Scarlett Bagley with a half a dozen apiece, five tonight. For Hannah Coker, Bethany Urban had a three-point game, two for Catherine Pyshen, one for Hope Benowitz. For ACCHS, Bank of Atchison player of the game, Addison Schletzbaum, 22 points to lead her team to lead all scorers. Also in double figures, it was Kinsey Bowerly with 10, a half a dozen for Aaliyah Wallace. Laney Panel had four, three tonight for Natalie Nitz, Jenna Pitt, and Macy Burns. Jordan Kamplinger in the game did not score. The Tigers played eight deep tonight. Stick around, the guys. Teams are out of the court warming up. We'll be back to bring you the men's contest shortly, but right now, final score of the ladies' game once again. Atchison County winning at 45-23. We're going to kick it back for a bit of a time to Joseph and the Care Radio Sports Studios. We'll be back with more high school hoops shortly.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on Care Radio 93.7. Keep up to date with game recaps and the latest sports schedule online at mscsports.net. This has been an MSC Sports production.